You know how it is when you meet someone you absolutely admire. At first, you don't know what to say. You struggle to find the words, but then you find yourself in a conversation with them and they weren't as scary or whatever as you thought they would be. Well, that's how I found myself about 20 years ago when I met Caroline Jones, the legendary radio broadcaster. I'm a little too young to remember her from 2BL, the City Extra days, but I certainly remember her hosting Four Corners. And then years later, loving hearing her radio national program, The Search for Meaning. And more recently, Australian Story. On Friday night, the news came through that Caroline Jones has died, which made me feel very sad, but I've got one very treasured thing, that is a signed copy of her book, An Authentic Life, and that really sums her up, An Authentic Life. On Friday night, on Nightlife on ABC Radio, Suzanne Hill spoke to two of Caroline's contemporaries, equally amazing women in Australian media, Margaret Throsby and Geraldine Doogue.
Caroline, and I think Geraldine Doogue would absolutely agree with this, it was a trailblazer. There's no doubt about that. She laid the groundwork for people like me to follow and for Geraldine to follow. And then somehow, and I say this because I think Caroline would love this sort of idea, we merged into becoming the ABC woman. And so I'm always confused for Geraldine to this day. Caroline was confused for me. Geraldine is often called Caro. So, you know, it sort of, she really was one of a kind. There was no doubt about that.
Yeah. Now, I'm told that she went on to radio and worked on a show called City Extra on 2BL in Sydney, following on from Clive Robertson, and that they had a lot of great interplay. Margaret, what do you remember about that?
They did. He was doing breakfast and she came on air at 8:30. I think it was the starting time merged, and then I took over in 1982. But she did it for a few years, and it was a groundbreaking program. It was a current affairs program presented by a woman, which was remarkable in those days. And then she took a holiday in 1981, and I deputised during her holiday time. And then the following year, she decided to quit and go to do other things. And so I was asked to take over the program, and I did. And it was very daunting because she was a very experienced journalist. I wasn't a journalist. The same as Geraldine was a journalist. I didn't have a journalist background, so I had to learn on the hop. And Caroline had really, set the scene for it to be a great program. But she did do a little into whatever it was between her and Clive Robertson during his breakfast show at 28 or 29 minutes past seven. It was meant to be about what was coming up on City Extra in an hour's time. And it inevitably wasn't. It sort of veered off into all these little dark alleyways that were hilarious. And she played the role brilliantly as a sort of slightly, upmarket, disapproving woman. And Clive, it made Clive very naughty. And I had to take over that. It was just very difficult to follow when you've got someone like that ahead of you, you know.
In City Extra this morning, we'll be looking at some more very contentious matters related to the pre-selection of Labour candidates in the inner city area. We'll be talking about hypertension from just after 9 o'clock. I don't know if this is a matter of special interest to you, Clive. Hypertension.
What do you mean by hypertension?
High blood pressure.
No. How do you know?
Well, you know, a lot of people do suffer from it, and it's important that they understand properly how they should be medicated, how they should take their medication. I don't understand it very well, and I'll be looking forward to discovering more this morning from two doctors who've made a special study of hypertension. You don't have it, apparently.
No, I'm quite all right now.
Well, that's good.
Yes, I'm seeing this lady doctor.
And a discussion, too, about teenage sexuality and the challenges for young people of the apparent new sexual freedom. Are they well enough educated in these matters or not?
I didn't get a memo on that. Well, what's this? What's this new?
That could be from 9:30. I think you should listen to that, perhaps. Well, I don't know if you really need it at your age.
Geraldine, Caroline, like you, was a woman of faith and moved into religious broadcasting. How did she influence religious broadcasting in the ABC?
Well, of course, she was a convert, which has a particular... She wasn't born Catholic. She was actually from very much an Anglican background, and she became... She was converted to Catholicism, I think, about 20-something years ago, and became, like a lot of converts, absolutely committed completely to it and devoted to it. And she had this view that was really, I think, what prompted The Search for Meaning, which was the other program that really belonged to her and which I think changed quite significantly, a lot of approaches on Australian radio, which was that sort of long interview asking people what they thought was significant, the belief system of their lives. Well, see, they weren't really asked that before she really started a search for meaning. And that was a complete institution for many, many years. She was amazingly devoted to it. And she just loved it. She, in fact, I think she really grieved when it stopped. You know, it just sort of came to an end of its time. Well, not she didn't want it to end, but others sort of felt that it could be reframed. And she certainly did not agree. It wasn't wise to really disagree with Caroline's taste. She had very definite ideas as to what was appropriate, what and what wasn't. I completely concur with what Margaret's saying. She truly was an amazing person to know and to recognise her significance.
And can I just add there, when you talk about the search for meaning and the interviewing style that she had of probing into those questions of faith and all of that and meaning, she also set a standard for interviewing, I believe, which was that she didn't put herself at the front of the interview. She was the one that asked questions. She didn't show off. She didn't air her knowledge. She did her research and she knew what she was doing, but she was incredibly, I don't know, just very good at allowing people the space to say what they felt they wanted to say.
Hello, this is Caroline Jones with the final edition of The Search for Meaning.
Geraldine, why do you think that the audiences continued to take to her on television? What does she bring to Australian Story?
I think authenticity and professionalism, which are words tossed around, but I think they exemplified her approach, and without her having to advertise it, if you know what I mean, and flag wave, it was obvious that that's exactly what had marked her career, and she intended it to mark her career. And, you know, I just fundamentally think audiences see that. You can't make that up. And she, you know, she used to do those amazing, we used to have a laugh as to how many paragraphs we could remember without autocue. I reckoned I could remember 5 or 6 pars. She could remember 7 or more.
I could remember half to 1. Then I'd fall over.
Well, she was doing, for years, she was doing those very, you know, quite complex intros, pieces to camera, without any auto cue help and everything. And I remember saying to her, golly, Caroline, they should be helping you. Oh, well, you know, they can't quite, it's not easy to actually get access to that auto cue. And, you know, I like to do it. I like to think I can still do it. She had great pride. And I just think there was something that was the reverse of artificiality. You know, there was something absolutely true about her.
I wanted to tell you personally that 2016 was my final year. I've loved every minute of it. It's been a joy and a privilege to have 20 plus years with the program and with the great team who produce it and with all the Australians who tell us their stories, giving such profound insights into the complexity of life in a fast evolving world and highlighting matters of national public interest. I'm sure it's the candid real life storytelling that has gained Australian Story such an appreciative audience right across the country.
I noticed Caitlin O'Shea, the executive producer of Australian Story, said that it had actually long been her dream to do an Australian Story on Caroline. What do you think the main, I guess, the plot points of that story would have been had it ever happened? Margaret?
I suppose it would be about the career, and I don't know a great deal about Caroline's private life. I know a little. And I think her colleagues and friends know a little, but I actually don't know that Caroline would have submitted to one. Do you, Jay? I don't think she would have somehow.
I don't maybe, think she would maybe either.
With limitations saying, all right, I'll do an Australian story as long as we don't venture into my private life. I think she was a very private person, frankly.
She was. She was. She was a very private person. You know, she was a Melbourne blue stocking girl. You know, yes. And she was as funny as a fit. I mean, those two ways with her and Clive Robertson are truly legendary. I mean, that word's yeah. tossed around. Truly legendary, but far beyond that, you know. I mean, I used to go to lots of dinners with her, and she really enjoyed Priest's company that she could, and nuns. She got very much into the Catholic Church, and she was so witty at a dinner, mm. so funny, so quick. And do you remember, Margaret, she got a Lifetime Achievement Award, I think it was, at the Walkleys about 2 or 3 years ago.
Yes,
something like, she gave the best speech, like it was outstanding. She had real style and poise, and she she knew about the art of the poise, and there was poise. And she just delivered this... I sat back, I wrote to her and I said, well, Caroline, nobody but you could have done that. And of course, she got a standing ovation. She was very stylish as well.
You heard there from Margaret Throsby and Geraldine Doogue talking about the life of Caroline Jones with Suzanne Hill on ABC Radio's Nightlife.